Lecture 12, Attaining True Happiness.
In this final lecture on Aristotle's Nicomachean Ethics, I'd like to suggest that we begin by considering his own way of concluding the ethics with Book 10 and its treatment of happiness as the goal of human life. And then, besides reviewing his general argument for taking happiness to be that goal, we should also examine the new claim that he makes here, that what that happiness best resides in is the contemplative life, even better than the active life. And then, finally, we'll have a chance to take a look at the legacy of the Nicomachean Ethics as a whole. The first point, then, is Aristotle's return and his revisiting of the thesis that he articulated at the beginning of the Ethics, namely that human life is designed and will best prosper by those who are intent upon getting happiness rather than, say, a life of personal amusement. In the previous lecture, we had treated his discussions and notions of pleasure, and he is someone who can integrate pleasure within his general scheme because he is intent that human life as a whole is ordered to happiness. He defines happiness as a life of real activity and a life of virtue. It's a matter of cultivating those particular habits of choice in our life that let us have great control and great development of our natural powers. But it's always done in the context of moderation and seeing the rationality that is at the center as being that power that is most distinctive of human nature, and hence seeing its development into virtuous patterns of thinking, virtuous patterns of feeling, and virtuous patterns of choosing that will ultimately bring about happiness over the course of life. Now, in making this claim here in Book 10, just as back in Book 1 he had done so at the outset of his investigation, Aristotle is alert to the fact that there will be certain material conditions needed for a happy life, that one will need to have at least a certain amount of health, that one will need a certain amount of wealth in order to live independently and not to have to be busy all one's time scratching out one's survival. There will be need for a good reputation and a good background city, a polis in which to live. And yet, Aristotle is clear on the difference between these necessary conditions and the real constituent of happiness. And he's insistent that, important as these things are, non-negotiables, real necessities, that nonetheless they do not themselves provide happiness, but rather that what is needed for happiness is an excellence of character, that is, a real development of virtues understood as habits of making good and responsible choices. He has that strong sense that I think many people have come to at the end of their life when they've looked back and are trying to assess what it is that they're responsible for and what is it that was outside of their control and something they could have never done anything about, but alert to the fact that a happiness will come by having taken good stock of what is within one's control and having made good and prudent and helpful and virtuous decisions. Aristotle thinks that this will ultimately result in happiness, having developed a life of virtue and of character, specifically in those traits that are particularly typical of humanity, one's powers of mind, so developing certain intellectual virtues, and one's power of choices, the development of certain moral virtues. Also, necessarily a part of this will be the integration of these things within a community and the cultivation of a certain number of friends, that without such friends one would be unhappy. And hence those two books, Books 8 and Book 9, that are integrated into the Ethics toward its conclusion, are important for bringing out this communitarian dimension of what will make for genuine happiness. All of this is said mindful of the fact that this is not the end of the story for Aristotle. There is a separate book that he wrote called The Politics, and he envisions the Ethics as being a part of politics because he's very mindful that the individual considerations and the family considerations that we've been developing here in this course also need to be understood within the development of the right kind of political community. and his own thoughts on that matter that are recorded in the book The Politics have been extremely influential in much of Western thinking about the nature of happiness communally, just as his thoughts here in the Nicomachean Ethics have been crucial to deliberations about the nature of personal happiness and the nature of personal morality.